Curiosity may kill the cat, but the cat's got 9 lives. And you know, the death card represents rebirth. Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the fourth pillar of coherence, which is philosophy that manifests as our values. And this is an offered intention. This is what I will be focusing on as we go into today's ritual. But of course, if there is anything that you would like to bring in today, any questions that you are asking, I more than welcome any and all of that as well. Okay, to get us started, I'm going to light some sage. To cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to deepen your breath. As this breath deepens, come in to the present moment and just notice. How does your body feel today? Where is your mind sitting in your body today? And just give yourself permission to be, to notice, to allow. There's nothing right or wrong here, so you might as well just be. Here in a moment, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me, and when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in and keep inhaling. Fill up those lungs and exhale, maybe with a sigh. And tune in to the collective, to everyone and everything across space and time that is joining us here in this moment, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. You may slowly allow your breathing to return to a comfortable rhythm. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Apologies if you can hear my stomach growling. I haven't had dinner yet and it's getting about to be dinner time, so don't mind my stomach making noises. As I move into shuffling our cards for today, I invite you to call back in our intention of philosophy that manifests as values and anything else that you may have brought into today's session. Hold that in your mind. That was quick. And our card for today is the Knight of Wands. We see a knight on a beautiful orange horse with yellow and fiery gear on top of his shining armor, riding across an orange fiery desert and a wand in hand, almost as a staff guiding his noble path forward. The Knight of Wands is the messenger of spirit. It is the Hermes of the tarot, right? The messenger of the gods. And with this philosophy theme for today, we're really being called to listen. This is something that's been coming up for me a lot too, that is not just listen when it's easy to listen, when it's convenient to listen, when you like the messages that you're getting, but listen to everything. And yes, it is all going to be colored and interpreted through our worldview, through whatever mindset we're in. But I find that this word listening allows us to stay open, right? And when I'm not feeling 100%, I find that I need to have sound going in the background all the time, right? It's like I always want noise to be there because it drowns out anything that could be talking to me. And sometimes I'm just not in the space to do that. And that's okay. But now is really a time to stay open. And with this philosophy, with your values, with how you live in the world, really stay open and think about the things that may have closed you off, right? Once we settle on an idea of how something is or how something should be, or this is the rule, right? This is, I figured it out. This is how this works. And we're going to use that going forward. It can shut down the curiosity a little bit. And not that you can't have convictions, you should have strong beliefs, but those beliefs shouldn't be clung to tighter than reason, than faith, than experience, right? As new evidence comes up, we would be bad scientists to ignore it. And not that everything needs to make perfect, reasonable sense to hold it as a philosophy or a value, but have faith in what does come to you and that the experiences that you are going through are bringing you forward on the path that you are meant to walk, are bringing you forward on the path to becoming the person that you are meant to be. To move into our mantra today, inspired by the Knight of Wands and this theme of philosophy, our mantra is going to be, I remain curious. I think short and sweet, sacred simplicity, there is something really important about that. Okay, I am going to invite you to take another deep breath with me, and on the exhale, we will repeat our mantra of I remain curious. Okay. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, I remain curious. Curiosity may kill the cat, but the cat's got 9 lives. And sometimes, you know, the death card represents rebirth. So hold on to that curiosity. It brings new beginnings. For our practice today, I almost want to say, like, research something. Is there a question that you've had or a topic that you're interested in? It almost feels like mercurial, right? Like academic in nature. But is there something that has been kind of popping up that you're like, I don't really understand what that means and I'd like to, or I really have this question about this thing. What is that? And it just kind of keeps coming up. Look into it. What is it actually? And learn something about it and stay curious. And if there isn't anything that has been coming up as something to stay curious about, maybe contemplate that and think about why nothing has come up to ask questions about. How deep are your heels dug in? And if there's something that you're like, well, I do have a question about that, but I already know the answer, go there too. Poke at that one a little bit. And just see. Not that your conclusions are wrong, but that allowing them to grow with you only makes them stronger. Only makes you stronger. Thank you so very much for being here with me today. If you enjoyed this ritual, please share it with someone that you also think would enjoy it or could just use this reminder today. And let me know in the comments what it is that you're curious about, what it is that you're looking into, what question you have that you're going to research. My perennial question right now, and I do say perennial because it's like it has come up right now, but it's always kind of been a thing, is quantum physics, string theory, consciousness, and how these things are all interrelated. Boy, have I been on that kick lately, and I'm gonna keep digging. Again, thank you for being here, and I am very much looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please subscribe or follow. Give us a like, a 5-star rating, and a review. These are all the best ways to let me know that this is something you're interested in, that you enjoyed this, that I should keep doing this, and to support it, to allow me to keep doing this. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. I'm very much looking forward to seeing you next time, and until then, love.